Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
At the beginning of his 2001 book, Napalm and Silly Putty, George Carlin wrote a dedication to Sarah Jane, the keeper of my magic. Sarah Jane, also known as Sally Wade, is Carlin's second wife. And when George Carlin died, they were just days away from their 10th anniversary. Sally Wade has a book of her own out today called The George Carlin Letters, The Permanent Courtship of Sally Wade. It's a collection of letters, notes, post-it notes, and scribblings that George Carlin wrote to her over the years they were together. And it reveals a very different, very personal side to the comedian that some people called fearless. She joins us today. Hello.
Hi.
What made you say, okay, I need to write a book of his love notes to me?
Well, we had always decided to keep the notes and cards and letters that we both wrote, that we were both writing constantly throughout the relationship. And we were always going to put it into a scrapbook form for ourselves. So I just knew that he wanted me to carry through with it, and that's what this book is.
Did he write a note to you every single day?
He wrote a note to me almost every single minute. If I left the room, I would usually get a note by the time I got back.
And about anything and everything?
Anything and everything. But also we would write, if someone said something funny, the other person would write it down. And you know, if he said something funny, I'd write it down for him to remember. And it happened, you know, in reverse as well.
As I read through the books, there are so many moments in here and so many notes that are so intensely personal mm-hmm. and private. Everything not just from the normal everyday things having to do with your daily life, but some that are very intimate about your intimate relations mm-hmm. with one another. And I sat there thinking to myself, what does she want me to learn from this? She clearly is sharing this with me. It's a message to me, and I wonder what it is.
I think that I reached a new level of intimacy with George. It was a second relationship for both of us. So we were willing to put aside our personal selves to put everything into the relationship. And that became more important to us than either of us individually. And neither of us had ever done that before. So I just wanted to show how two people conducted themselves where the relationship was the most important thing.
George wrote a large number of things, not just books, but articles. He was prolific in his stand-up comedy. What do you hope people learn about him from this book that they don't know?
I hate to blow anyone's illusions about George, but he was essentially the opposite of his persona in a goofy, funny sort of way.
He called his bag his purse.
And he did.
He said that's because that would irritate most men.
Yes, yes. He loved irritating most men. That was his favorite thing to do.
Another yes. detail that really surprised me, one of his favorite shows while it was on, The Gilmore Girls.
Mm. Yeah, I could tell he liked The Gilmore Girls because he'd be sitting there working and suddenly turn the news off and say, look at his watch and say, well, time for The Gilmore Girls. So he never actually said, I really like the Gilmore Girls, but he knew when it was on and he was ready to watch it when it was.
He was often extremely political. He was clearly irritated by some of the political forces and social forces around him. Was he that intense as when he was at home, when he turned from the news and go off into one of his rants that he became so famous for on stage?
Not really, especially not if he was watching the news. He'd usually be working on something else with that on in the background. But when he would do a show in Vegas, after the show was over, he'd come back to the room, and sometimes he'd do a whole different show about different topics. And I always thought that the show after the show was the most fascinating. But the truth is our combined ages were around 7 or 8. I mean, I was probably 5, and he was somewhere around 3.
So, he was the young, yeah. He was the toddler.
Yeah. So we had this whole playful attitude as well. I mean, that people can't picture and may not be able to imagine unless I show them. So that's another side of him that I wanted to get out, just his goofy, child, innocent, sweet self. That's who George really was, sweet.
One last question for you. I mean, it's clear you've a lot of these notes you've actually taken pictures and are printed as they exist in life in this book. And there's clearly a lot of editing going on. Both you and he seem to go back over your notes sometimes, cross stuff out and, mm-hmm. and rewrite things. And I wonder if that's true of your book, too. I mean, as I was reading and I was thinking to myself, holy cow, she did not hold anything back. But I wonder if that's true. Were there things that were just between you and George Carlin that you said, this is ours alone?
Yes. Believe it or not, I have enough cards, notes, and letters to completely fill this room. So
I
even
do
though
believe
it was,
that.
Yeah, even though it was an edited version, I wanted only the ones that told the story and the ones that I knew that he loved the most and the ones that I enjoyed the most. So, I mean, this book really is for us, kind of, and it's for people, you know, other people who enjoy this type of relationship.
The permanent courtship of Sally Wade, is it still going on?
Yes. It will never end. I mean, I believe he's waiting for me on Jupiter. I don't even think he's waiting. I think he's getting it ready, and there's a lot to do to get ready for me. And I sense his presence a lot. I really do. Even when I'm not thinking about it, I sense it. And I sense him guiding me, and I sense him happy for me. At times when I don't, I'm kind of a mess, but then it comes back in waves of him being around me again. So I feel that support constantly.
Sally Wade, widow of George Carlin, author of The George Carlin Letters, The Permanent Courtship of Sally Wade, although it should be called The George Carlin / Sally Wade Letters. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.